Okay. The brain is simply processing energies, and some form of processing of energy leads to the experience of consciousness. See, as far as theories are concerned, we all can propose different things. The important thing is that consciousness is categorically different from everything else that we know. We talk about energy. Sometimes we use the word consciousness as the energy of the soul. But you know, when you talk about energy, energy is itself insentient. For example, you know, if I throw a ball at the wall, there's a lot of energy with the ball being thrown. But that energy itself is not conscious. It's just a force which causes motion. So, in materialistic science or mechanistic science, there are two entities. There is matter and there is force or energy. And the interaction of these two is what shapes events in the world. But whether it is matter or whether it is energy, neither of them have consciousness. They are interchangeable as per E is equal to mc squared. But essentially, neither has consciousness. So I'll give a simple example to illustrate this. That now many of the functions that we human beings do, they can be done by computers also. So now, as far as the information processing capacity is concerned, the computers in some ways can not only equate but exceed what we do. Now, when the computer does this, say there was one landmark event in artificial intelligence development was, say, the computer Deep Blue defeated Gary Kasparov. Similar events like that, which have happened recently also. Now, in this case, when Kasparov was defeated, he was all over the world in the newspapers showing his photo, the head and hands. He was shocked. What happened? The computer defeated me. And now the makers of Deep Blue were delighted. We made a computer, we defeated just champion. But what was Deep Blue's experience? Deep Blue didn't experience anything. So now there is neural circuitry in the brain, there is digital circuitry in the computer. The digital circuitry did the same kind of processing as far as information processing is concerned, which the neural circuitry did. Some details vary, but in essence, the digital circuitry could do the same processing which the neural circuitry did. And the neural circuitry in future may be able to do it better. But the digital circuitry does not experience any emotions. Deep Blue had no emotions at all. Deep Blue didn't even know that I am playing chess. It was just going through a mathematical algorithm. So, you know, computers, when they have phenomenal processing capacities, we may forget what they do essentially. The computers began with, many generations ago, with abacus. Abacus basically means, you know, number, you move numbers up and down. So even when we search on Google for something and some data comes up, even when the computer does a phenomenal calculation, all that the computer is doing is changing states from 0 to 1. Now it changes the states from 0 to 1 at an incredibly high speed. And that's why such complex results come. But the point is that the information processing can well be done without any emotions involved. That's what the brain does. That's what the computer digital circuitry does. Now the brain circuitry does something similar. But we have emotions. We experience ourselves doing something. We experience ourselves feeling something because of doing something. The computer does the same thing that we do, but it doesn't experience itself doing something. It doesn't experience any emotions with respect to that. So basically, there is a categorical difference between information and its processing and the experience of the information and its processing. So who is the experiencer? You know, if, say, I write a message and give it to you, and you read it, say, I written on the message, you are a fool. You get angry. How dare you call me a fool? Now, actually speaking, what is it? It's simply white paper on which there are some black patterns. Now, the paper is not angry. And then say, you are a fool. That pattern is there on the paper, but the paper is not angry. The paper, somebody has to perceive that. And that's where anger is felt. So, just as there are ink patterns on the paper, similarly, there are electrochemical patterns on the paper in the brain, on the neural cells in the brain. But those electrochemical patterns need to be read by someone. And when they are read by someone, then they mean something. And then some emotion is experienced. So what science is finding is the language of the brain. It's like there's a physical language. So what does this squiggle mean? If I know the language, then if you know the language, you understand what I have written. So like that, scientists are finding out the language in which the brain codes information. But who is the reader of that language? That is just as the paper is not the experiencer of the anger. When the message comes, you are a fool. Similarly, the brain is not the experiencer of the anger. The experiencer is someone different. And that is, as John Eccles said, it's extracerebral. It's outside the brain. That, the Bhagavad Gita tells, is a non-material soul.